Now the Asante Henny Otunfo Osei-Tutu and the Asante Man have come up for commendation following a successful Durbar to climax the 15th anniversary of his coronation. Yesterday, the Babayaro Sports Stadium and the entire Kumasi municipality was filled with pomp and pageantry as the Asante Henny sat in state to receive homage from both local and foreign dignitaries. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Odiku of Gomwa and Kamu, Nana and Kamu Utabo, said the people of Ashanti deserve praise for maintaining and promoting the Ghanaian culture. He spoke to Bubu Kinogu.
To develop as a nation, you have to have your culture, and culture progresses. Culture, I mean the way you behave, food and language and naming. Most of the time, I would say, especially among the Fantis, our culture has been diluted. If you look at my surname, Brace, it's completely English. But when it comes to the Ashantis, they take their name. And I would say that Ashantis are the people who have helped, for example, all Ghanaians to maintain our culture. That's why I feel that Asantehene's celebration, and look at the way it was done, the way people patronize it, the foreign and others, it shows how significant the Asantis have maintained the Ghanaian culture and how important the Asantehene is for the heritage, the chieftaincy heritage in Ghana. The chieftaincy always, when it's going down, is the Asantehene or the Asante who raise it up. The respect they have there for the Asante, if people should have the same respect for all the other paramount chiefs, I think our culture will go far beyond what we are seeing now.
Why is it that the Ashantis have so much respect for their chief, the Asantehene, but that is not the same thing for the other traditional areas? What makes the Ashanti culture that strong?
It's so strong because they understand what is culture and that the respect they give to the chief. And they want to maintain, like, names. We come to the Fantis, we have so many English names. But I know a friend of mine, the daughter is half European, half, but he maintained that he should give the children Ghanaian names because at least they are in Europe, they adopt that, but the name will be part of his culture, which will be part of the children. So he gave a typical Asante name.
So I was looking at yesterday's festival, like the Asantehene's celebration of 15 years since he was installed as king of the Asante.
I watched most part, and the way the culture were predicted, the way things were upon, I think it's laudable. You know, I was proud that it happened that way. And it was well organized, and you could see culture in progress. That's what I want. And the respect they have for the chiefs is what I wish people will have for other chiefs in the areas.
You are a chief, so what message can you give to the people of Ghana as a way of promoting our culture and our identity?
Yeah, a way of promoting our identity is that I could see that our culture has been maintained through chieftaincy. The festivals, it reminds us of our history. White people do celebrate, the Europeans do celebrate a lot of things to remind them of their identity, where they came from. For example, if you look at people who migrated to America, USA, they celebrate all this in Patrick Day, the Irish people do. Ghanaians, when you go abroad, especially among we Fantis, we want to adopt the European culture and forget about our culture. You are at home, you give English name to your children, you speak English with them, you don't teach them any other thing. You don't let them eat Ghanaian food.
Odikro of Gomwa Ankem, Nana Ankem Otebo, talking to Bubu Klinogu.